Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, How to Give Advice. On one occasion, two princes were present on the bank of the river Euphrates, where they saw an old man who did not perform wudu and salah properly. The two princes consulted with each other and said, if we tell him that he is doing wrong, then he may not listen to us and take it negatively because he's older and we are younger. We'll soon come up with a solution so that the correct matter is conveyed and he's not feel bad about it. Then both princes went to him and said, you're older in age, so you must know more about wudu and salah than us. We will perform wudu and salah in front of you. Tell us if there is any mistake within them. Then they both performed wudu and salah in the same manner that they saw their grandfather doing so. Seeing them, the old man had understood that they had come not to learn but to teach. He repented and left his mistake. These two princes were Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and their grandfather was our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should also advise of the correct method if we see someone making a mistake, but do so with politeness and respect by keeping in mind the place and the honor of the individual before us.
We seek refuge from Satan the Cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. In this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then take the moral lessons out of them and talk about them in a hope of making use of them in our daily life. Today, our subject of talk is about the best way of giving advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 125th verse of Surah An-Nahl, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. Call unto the way of thy Lord with wisdom and fair exhortation, and reason with them in the better way. Lo, thy Lord is best aware of him who strays from his path, and he is best aware of those who go aright. Wisdom and fair exhortation are the most important prerequisites for giving advice, and one should be careful in choosing the suitable time and the suitable means for giving advice. For instance, one should be careful in choosing his words and give advice in a very gentle manner. The advisor should not give advice publicly, lest he embarrasses the person whom he advises. You know, one third principle is compassion and empathy. A person should give advice with kindness and empathy. By acquiring excellent character qualities, the advisor truly becomes a loving role model and qualifies to be the most likable and trustworthy advisor. Everyone in the community feels comfortable listening to such advisors and takes their advice seriously. The advice-giving process becomes more beneficial, impactful, and result-oriented. Along with that, one should respect the other person's privacy and should maintain confidentiality when discussing sensitive issues. You know, and this is very important. Now let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern, and we are talking about principles of giving advice in accordance to our dear religion. You know, in order to explain the certain rules of giving advice, let's refer to this story from the Holy Prophet who advised one of his companions. The companion was Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And, you know, by reading this story, you can learn how the prophetic techniques of providing advice, is useful, and they lead the person to do what the Holy Prophet wanted him to do. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam held the hands of Mu'adh ibn Jabal once and said, "O Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you." And then he said, "I advise you not to miss this supplication after every salat or prayer in which you say, 'O Allah, help me remember you, give shukr or gratitude to you, and worship you in the best manner.'" In this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam presents a beautiful example of the steps needed before addressing the topic of advice itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Mu'adh to develop a permanent habit of saying a specific dua after every prayer. Still, prior to advising anything, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used these techniques as mentioned in the hadith. You know, first he held Mu'adh's hand to express his love and affection for Mu'adh, grounding his words and sincerity. Second, he expressed his love and affection for Mu'adh again. When addressing him the second time, he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice to express his affection for his companion. And the third point is then when he repeated his actual name, which encourages the listener to be attentive to what will be said. Then he began giving his advice. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening this episode of Lantern. You know, it seems that our time for today's episode has come to its end. In summary, what we said today was that giving advice in Islam is guided by the principles of sincerity, wisdom, compassion, respect, clarity, practicality, and etc. You know, by following these principles, we can give influential advice and at the same time win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and satisfaction. I hope that all of us would learn from these principles what we are supposed to learn and take advantage of them in our ordinary life. I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all until the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Quran describes the believers in three ways, three traits that they have. The Holy Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. They pledge their allegiance to Allah. They answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any verse in the Holy Quran that calls for something, they fulfill that duty. Number two, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They are steadfast in their salah. And number three, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. And they conduct their affairs with consultation. Meaning, a quality of a believer is that he always consults others, always asks advice for others. At the end of the day, no matter how smart, intelligent, wise, experienced I think I may be, I am an imperfect human being. And my judgment sometimes may not be the best judgment. So thus it makes sense, if you want to make a decision, if you want to take action, first seek advice. Ask other people, see what they think, because maybe you're only looking at the situation from one angle. And when you ask other people and seek their advice, they can show you other angles and other perspectives. And when you have all these perspectives in front of you, you can definitely make a better decision. And that's why you find, read about the successful people in life throughout history. They all have one common habit. What? They have advisors. Correct? They have advisors. They have advisory boards. Whether it is people who are successful in business, they have advisory boards, many of these companies, correct? Leaders, successful leaders, they have advisors that always, what? That always try to show them, that always try to guide them. And they seek their guidance and they seek their advice before making important decisions.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ana bi dhikrillahi tatma'in.